Consider for a moment, how would you talk about diversity in group supervision? How would you talk about privilege in group supervision? How would you address differences of opinion should they arise in group? Think of an example of how you would recognize power differential in the group. Some of us might worry that we might not come up with the right words to say to talk about the realities of privilege, diversity, power differential, or how to handle conflict in the group if differences of opinion are spoken. In a training I took a few years ago, I realized that I had not covered diversity in group supervision very well. I waited until it was brought up by the group members or when it was brought up in a case presentation. Looking back, I realized that this was a mistake. Empowered by the research behind bringing up diversity issues in supervision and this training I went to, I decided to dive right in. I found that being matter-of-fact and open and honest with the group was what helped the most. At least, this is the style that works best for me. I simply say something like, "Hi, I'd like to bring up a topic for us to talk about today in group. It would be great to get your input as a group and talk about these important realities together. The topic is diversity, power, and privilege. For example, I'm white, male, born in the United States, and that puts me in the category of privilege in this country. Being white and male impacts our relationship. And it would, no matter what background I am coming from. I would like to speak a little bit about my growing awareness of diversity, privilege, and power. For years, I've known about privilege, but the truth is I couldn't see it played out in my day-to-day life. Sure, I struggle and suffer like everybody else, but there is a reality here that is beyond my experience. My wife is foreign-born and not white. Over the years of our marriage, we'd encountered times when she was discriminated against because of her ethnicity and because of her accent. We noticed that when I came in the building, the tone and manner of the person working with her, like at a bank or a store, seemed to change. Since I took this training on diversity, we started talking about her experiences. We began to see lots of times, whether in person or on the phone, that she was not being treated with respect or fairly, but that things seemed to change when I got on the phone. This angered both of us and really opened my eyes. So, you see in this example, I am sharing some personal experiences regarding my own awakening to the reality of power and privilege. It is embarrassing that it took me so long to see this reality, and I probably don't even see it as clearly as it really does exist. In my experience in group, when I share this or other experiences regarding discrimination, ethnicity, and diversity, the group opens up. They share their experiences as well. I've had several instances where people have said to me that they felt much more comfortable with me after I shared my experiences. Like I understand them and they can relate to me, and I can relate to them. It opened up very rich conversations about diversity of all kinds in the group. I'm not saying I have the perfect way to begin this conversation, but I look at the results and the results seem to be an open group, one that feels safe, and one that is willing to share their own thoughts and experiences. Truth be told, I wish I had learned this much earlier, or at least how to do so much earlier. What would you do if differences of opinion come up in the group when talking about diversity? To address this possibility, whenever I do introduce the topic to the group, I suggest that we all listen to the different voices and experience we all have. We might even disagree. What is important is not that we all have the same idea, but that we discuss it together and discuss the impact of diversity, not just for us in our group, but in the parallel process of this reality in the lives of our clients. If we can talk about diversity in group, how much more willing will we be to bring it up where clients bring up the topic.